Hi, friends. My name is David Martinez III. I'm a director at Vitalist Health Foundation in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm so glad to be joining you to read Grace for President. It's written by Kelly DiPuccio with pictures by Luyen Pham. And I'm really excited about reading this because my mom's name is Grace, and I love her so much, and I am so inspired by her. My own adventure in civic participation and in my role at Vitalist Health Foundation, where I get to work with great nonprofits doing incredible things across the state of Arizona to improve our health, to make us healthier. I'm really inspired by my family and my parents. Grace is my mom, and in our neighborhood, she stepped up to serve as the neighborhood babysitter. And I love that about her because she really stepped up to meet a community need. And sometimes that's what civic participation means. I also really love my dad, David Jr. And he would take me to the polling site when he would go vote at my elementary school library. And while he voted in the adult voting, I voted in the kids voting polling booth. So I was really excited to do that. And that really inspired my efforts in civic participation and civic health, and why I'm so excited today to read to you Grace for President. So let's get started. One Monday morning in September, Miss Barrington rolled out a big poster with all of the president's pictures on it. Grace Campbell could not believe her eyes. Where are the girls? This is a very good question, said Miss Barrington. The truth is, our country has never had a woman president. No girl president ever? Grace asked. No, I'm afraid not, said Miss Barrington. Grace sat at her desk and stewed. No girls? Who'd ever heard of such a crazy thing? Finally, she raised her hand. Yes, Grace? I've been thinking it over, and I'd like to be president. Several students in the class laughed. Well, I think that's a star-spangled idea, Grace, said Miss Barrington. In fact, we can have our own election right here at Woodrow Wilson Elementary. The snickering in the room stopped. Grace smiled. Would anyone else like to run for president? Miss Barrington asked the class. Nobody raised their hand. Becoming president was going to be easy, Grace thought. The next day, Miss Barrington made an announcement. In the name of democracy, I have invited Mr. Waller's class to join our election. Their class has nominated Thomas Cobb to be their presidential candidate. Grace's heart sank. Thomas was a school spelling bee champion. His experiments always took a blue ribbon at the science fair, and he was captain of the soccer team. Becoming president wasn't going to be so easy after all, Grace thought. The teachers put the names of all 50 states and the District of Columbia into a hat. Everyone except for Grace and Thomas got to choose a state. I'm Texas, said Anthony. I'm New Hampshire, said Rose. I'm Michigan, said Robbie. What does the number 17 mean? Each state is assigned a number of electoral votes. That number is determined by how many people live in that state, said Miss Barrington. Each of you will be a representative for your state. Altogether, our country has 538 electoral votes, Mr. Waller explained. On election day, the candidate who receives 270 electoral votes or more wins the election. Why 270? Asked Rose. That's more than half of all the electoral votes, Mr. Waller said. Becoming president really wasn't going to be so easy, Grace thought. Grace came up with the campaign slogan, Make History, Vote Grace Campbell for President. Thomas came up with his own campaign slogan, Vote for Thomas Cobb, the best man for the job. Grace listened to what issues were important to the students, and she made a list of campaign promises. A peaceful school, no bullies. A cleaner school, no littering, better hot lunches, no more fish stick tacos. Thomas made up his own list of promises. free tutoring, free soccer lessons, fish stick tacos every week. Grace made campaign posters and buttons. Thomas made posters and buttons too. Each week, the teacher set aside time for the candidates to meet with their constituents. Polls were taken, voters were making their choices. Grace continued to campaign. At recess, she gave speeches. During lunch, she handed out free cupcakes. After school, she held rallies. Meanwhile, Thomas wasn't worried. He had clearly calculated that the boys held slightly more electoral votes than the girls. At recess, Thomas studied his spelling words. During lunch, he worked on his latest science experiment. After school, he played soccer. Even before the election, Grace made good on her promises. She joined the safety squad, she organized a school beautification committee, and she volunteered her time in the school cafeteria. In early November, Woodrow Wilson Elementary hosted a special Election Day assembly. Grace and Thomas took their places on stage as a school band began to play. Henry was the first representative to approach the microphone. The Yellowhammer State of Alabama cast its 9 electoral votes for Thomas Cobb. Fletcher said, "The last frontier state of Alaska cast its 3 electoral votes for the best man for the job, Thomas Cobb." Hannah called out, "The Grand Canyon state of Arizona cast its 10 electoral votes for Grace Campbell." And so it went. State after state after state cast their electoral votes. The scoreboard in the gymnasium kept track of the totals. The voting demonstration was quickly coming to an end. Clara approached the podium. "The Badger State of Wisconsin cast its 10 votes for my best friend, Grace Campbell." Grace looked at the scoreboard. Thomas had 268 electoral votes. She had 267. There was only one state still accounted for, Wyoming. Thomas grinned. Grace felt sick. Sam walked up to the microphone. He looked at Thomas. He looked at Grace. He looked down at Grace's handmade flag. Sam didn't say a word. "What are you waiting for?" Tom whispered. The band stopped playing. All eyes were on Wyoming. Finally, Sam cleared his throat. "The Equality State of Wyoming cast its 3 electoral votes for Grace Campbell." The gymnasium erupted in loud cheers and a few boos. Miss Barrington approached the podium with 270 electoral votes. "The winner is Grace Campbell." Thomas looked stunned. Grace hugged Sam. "Why did you do it?" she asked. Sam handed Grace his flag. "Because," he said, "I thought you were the best person for the job." The following week, the students in Miss Barrington's class were preparing for their career day presentations. Grace volunteered to go first. She stood at the front of the room and glanced at the poster still hanging on the wall. "My name is Grace Campbell, and when I grow up, I'm going to be President of the United States." This time, everyone believed she would. Thank you so much.